What's up, everybody? Penguin Radio here at Calarega Plaza for National Voter Registration Day. I am Jack Davis here with Teresa, and we are here during Voter Registration Day to have students walking around campus and coming to Calarega to get food at the dining hall to stop and register to vote on TurboVote. So we will be here for about the next hour and a half and interviewing any students that come by that want to talk about politics, talk about the importance of voting, the debate last night, whatever they feel. Voting is always, you know, very critical and important to what's going on now and with this presidential election, wouldn't you say, Tressa?
I would say that, especially around this election as well, because not only is it the most, like, talked about, especially on social media for our generation, I feel it's especially important for new and coming voters, especially who just turned 18, that they do need to vote, especially since I personally feel that we are kind of feeling very disillusioned about our government in general, and so voting doesn't really seem to be an immediate solution in our minds, but we do need to express that it's very important.
Exactly, yeah. You bring up a great point that, you know, there's so many people that want to talk badly about what's going on in the government and in politics and everything, and, you know, the first step in making any changes is us citizens taking the step forward to vote and making our opinions heard, even though it's just, you know, our one vote. It contributes to a much larger picture.
I also agree that because of the two main party candidates, Trump and Clinton, most, like, I feel like in a general consensus, we don't really like them very much, and so I actually will give credit to, like, college kids, because they are looking more deep into the issues and what the candidates actually represent on them instead of just voting for their party allegiance. And so I think that's just a really good start.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. So again, we are here at Calarega Plaza on the campus of Dominican University on Penguin Radio for National Voter Registration Day. We'll be interviewing students as they come by to register on TurboVote. We will be back momentarily, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
What if youth issues decide the next U.S. president? College Debate 2016 is a national, nonpartisan initiative to empower young voters to identify issues and engage peers in the presidential election. Get on social media and talk about the issues and get involved. Use the hashtag #ColleGeDebate16. Tweet, Facebook, post, Snapchat, wherever you are and whatever you think. This is your election. #ColleGeDebate16. As a voter education partner for the Commission on Presidential Debates, Dominican University of California is proud to lead College Debate 2016. #ColleGeDebate16.
What is up, everybody? This is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I am Jack Davis here with Chris Suen at Calarega Plaza at Dominican University of California on National Voter Registration. Chris, what is your take on what today is and how important it is for us college students here on campus?
So today is National Voter Registration Day. So throughout the whole country, on all campuses, college students are registering to vote for the upcoming 2016 election, and it's really important that we really try to register as many people as possible, because as millennials, we have the lowest voter turnout on record compared to, like, all the various voting demographics in the country. So we're striving to make a difference.
Yeah, totally. And it's talked about that, you know, our college student votes are going to be the ones that, you know, really could decide this election, and how, you know, the candidates have been so focused on what college kids think and their opinions and reaching out to them, because, like you said, we have very low voter turnout. But if that spikes, it could change a lot of things and really make some big decisions coming up in November.
No, absolutely. Like, as of right now, like, projections for the Electoral College map, it's going to be a close race, because there's so many battleground states that are, like, too close to call right now. And really, it's like a great big voter turnout can easily sway it for an either candidate easily.
Exactly, yeah. It's really close to call, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this turns out. Well, Chris, we thank you for coming on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. We are going to take just another quick short break, and we'll be right back with more interviews. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm Tressa. Right now I'm joined with Alex. And Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not bad. We're out here for National Voter Registration Day. We're trying to get millennials and college kids at Dominican to register to vote and care about this crazy little election. So tell me, is this your first election you'll be voting in?
No, it is not.
Okay. Can you just tell me like your experience of what your first election was like? I'm assuming it was 2012?
My first election was actually in 2008.
Okay. What was that like compared to how the hype of the election is now?
I guess it's just different in mainly the candidates. I can't speak for everybody, obviously, but for myself, the two candidates for this election are sort of, it's difficult to pick which one because they're both sort of controversial. Mm-hmm. Whereas in 2008, I kind of felt like I had a clear person that I liked and could feel comfortable voting for.
Mm-hmm. What was the process to register to vote like for you?
It was actually incredibly easy. I just signed up. I mean, just went down to, I think it was the DMV where I registered. Mm-hmm. So,
Do you have any last like advice or statements to students at Dominican to encourage them to register to vote?
I guess just to realize that, you know, your generation is incredibly important. Everybody's opinion matters, and we're the ones that are going to be moving forward with this country, and we really just need to get our opinions out there and vote and choose the people that represent what we believe in most.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you, Alex, for joining us at National Voter Registration today.
Thank you.
You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned as we will scope out for more Dominican students to talk about politics and voter registration and anything related to the debate or anything that we just want to talk about. Again, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Hello, everybody, back here at Dominican University on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I am Jack here, joined by my advisor and professor, Allison Howard. She works in the political science department. And we are here on National Voter Registration Day, getting some Dominican students registered to vote, expressing how important it is for everyone to be out and voting and participating in this democratic system. So maybe give us some insight on what's going on today and around the country.
So today is National Voter Registration Day, and it is the one day a year where everyone is out working to register people to vote. So college campuses, public places, lots of different groups are involved, and it's really important for colleges because young people have a voice and they should be able to use that voice, so they need to register to vote so that they can do that in November.
Yeah, and we always talk about how important, you know, registering to vote is and how important actually going out and voting is. And, you know, so much with taking off with the media this election year, with so many people kind of engaging in the fact of how unhappy they are with the democratic system and with the government. And, you know, it's just it's very important that, you know, people actually decide to go out and register and actually vote, because, you know, all of this complaining and arguing that they, you know, they take part in, it nothing really matters unless you put yourself out there and get your opinion heard. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there is a lot of complaining. There's a lot of disappointment, certainly among young people. But the only way to really change a system is to participate in it. And I think if more people come out and vote, the outcomes would be different. And if people are unhappy with the way the government is running, with who is representing them, the only way to change that is to find people, come out, support them in primaries and in general elections. There are also a lot of ballot measures, mm-hmm. too, this year, especially in California, that are going to be important, and people should be taking part in our political process.
Exactly. And actually, you know, I'm a little guilty of this, talking just a lot about the presidential election, but a lot of what's going on locally in November is very critical as well. I mean, you know, all the talk with Trump and Clinton, a lot of local things have kind of been overshadowed, I think. So it's also important that, you know, you register to vote for our president, which is very important. It could decide the next 4 to 8 years and even further. But also local politics, because that always gets overlooked, especially in a presidential election year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people are a lot more affected by what happens locally.
Yeah.
And there are a number of issues, statewide issues and local issues in Marin County, that are very important and will have an impact on people's lives.
Yeah, totally, totally. Well, Allison, I want to thank you for being on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. We are here at Dominican University for National Voter Registration Day, and we'll be coming back soon with some more students to do some interviews. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back. This is radio.dominican.edu.
What's going on, everybody? We're back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Lexi Schumacher. Lexi, tell us about voter registration.
Oh, voter registration day. Come out to Colorado Plaza. Register to vote. Get some cupcakes.
And we are actually now being joined by Melissa Stokely, and she's going to be interviewed by Lexi Schumacher.
Hello, Stokely. How's your day so far?
It's good. Thanks for having me, Lex.
No problem. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
That's fantastic. Did you do today, or you've been registered to vote for
a while?
I've
been registered, and I actually got a little confused, and just to double check that I was registered, I went on over to the little laptops and did the turbo vote thing. So I am for sure registered at this point.
That's really important. I know that I did the same thing, I think, last year. I was like, I think I did this. I think my mom gave me a little paper and was like, you need to do this, and I did it. But I definitely checked again last year just to make sure. It's important.
Yep.
Some people don't know if they're registered to vote.
And on the little thing, it even has a little mark. It was like, I don't know if I'm registered. So I just clicked that and went forward with the process. They're going to send my stuff to me here at school. So
do you know more about TurboVote? I kind of get a little bit confused.
Yeah. Again, like you said, I get a little confused with the process. From what I know, TurboVote is just an easier online application that a lot of universities use so that they can virtually sign up their students. Sometimes it's a little bit faster than doing the, like, California registration. So TurboVote makes it a lot easier and simpler.
That's important. It's day and age where we needed to be a little more simple for people that, you know, don't want to take the time out of their day to, mm-hmm. you know, write it down. That's what I did. I remember I got wrote all my information down, sent it in. But it's always important to make it a little bit easier, have, you know, our generation be able to vote, because, you know, our vote counts, it matters, and go Pangs.
Go Pangs.
We're here at Calarega Plaza with the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm out here on National Voter Registration Day, and I'm here with Tressa and Janessica. Tressa?
Hey, Jesse, what's up?
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm good.
We're out here on National Voter Registration Day. Are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
What are your feelings about this election? Just be brutal, be honest.
My honest opinion is I'm voting for Hillary, the lesser of two evils.
Right. What do you like about Hillary, besides that she is the lesser of two evils?
I like her stance on just making sure that everything will be better for the middle class. Mm-hmm. I feel like Trump is more of an economy person and trying to make things better for corporations and the 1%.
Right. I definitely feel you on that. Did you watch the debate last night?
Yes.
What did you take out of it? Or what stood out to you the most from either candidate?
Hillary seems like she has a better stance on gun control after watching the debate. Also, a better stance on how to improve things that I worry about, like student debt mm-hmm. and jobs and things like that.
Right. Let's see. Got another question. Based, especially like with all the social justice issues that are occurring and that definitely need fix, such as like Black Lives Matter and everything. How do you think these two candidates will represent, or even a third party candidate, or will anyone take care of these issues?
Hillary addressed community policing while Trump addressed stop and frisk, which was deemed unconstitutional. So in my opinion, that already just obviously lets me know who has a better stance on the Black Lives Matter improvement and community.
Right. Why should young millennials and our generation register to vote, and why should they care about this election?
First, it's our right. A lot of people have fought and died for women in general to vote, African Americans or minorities. If anybody has the opportunity to vote, especially in this election where it's really, really critical, then they should vote.
That's wonderful, Jesse. This is radio.dominican.edu, official radio station of Dominican University of California, out here at Cal Riga Plaza for National Voter Registration Day. I am joined with Jesse, and I thank her very much for talking on the air and being a great representative for this generation.
We are out here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You are listening live to Penguin Radio with Tressa and Lizette.
I'm Tressa. I'm here with Lizette out on National Voter Registration Day. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did not. I actually had work, but I did catch the highlights, and I also looked at the transcripts as well as some of the fact-checking that was done.
What's your takeaway from that?
Oh, God, I swear, it was so funny. I asked one of my friends who actually watched the debate, and I was like, so, what did you think of it? And he was like, it was like watching two kids sit in a sandbox and throw sand at each other's faces. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what the transcript definitely looked like.
Yeah.
I think it was really entertaining, and I think it was hilarious how everybody was trying to make a drinking game out of it. But I think it was also bad because the entire context of it isn't supposed to be like a game. It's kind of important, and the leader of our country is kind of being held in the balance here, and for them to make it look like a giant pissing contest is pretty bad.
No, yeah, that's definitely accurate. I would guess that would be your feelings towards the election in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this election's kind of really, it's a very important election, and especially deciding who's going to run our country in the future. It's hard to say who's going to win right now because it's just, you got two people just playing games at each other and poking each other to see who's going to be the bigger attacker and throw the bigger fit. And it's like, come on, grow up.
Right. Is this your first election that you're voting in?
Actually, no, this is not the first election I'm voting in. This is my first presidential election I'm voting in. Mm-hmm. But I have voted in like the primaries. I've also voted in my local elections back home. I've done a lot of work with elections. I used to be working the polls back home for the summer.
Really?
I worked the primary this year, so I'm pretty heavily involved in elections.
Can you tell me a little bit more of that experience working in the primaries, especially with the controversy of the Democrat primaries in California?
Yeah, so the rule with the primary elections is that if you're Republican, you can't transfer over to vote for any other party. And if you're a Democrat, you can transfer over to the Green Party and to the Independent, but it's only within certain standards, so you can't vote for certain things if you do become a temporary voter for this party. So the hard part about it was people were coming in going, oh, I want to vote for this person, and we had to sit there and say, hey, I'm sorry, you can't technically do that because you're registered as a Republican or you're registered as a Democrat. So it's kind of hard to tell people, no, you can't vote for certain things because of the decision that you made in the previous registration. So it's really important to figure out and do your research about who you want to be, what party you want to be registered under. And right. The good thing about it, though, is that it did kind of put people in informed about it and how they could switch over to the different party before the presidential election, so that if they really wanted to switch over the vote, they could.
Right. In 30 seconds or however long you want to talk about this, what like advice or statement or wise words do you have to say to
people in our generation about registering to vote and the importance of being involved in this election.
Registering to vote is extremely important. I think that everybody needs to register to vote in order to get their word out and kind of get their opinions heard. If you're not registered to vote, it's easy. Go online at TurboVote. You can register there. If you don't want to register there, you can do it through any other means possible. Just Google it. Really, Google is at our fingertips. Just Google how to register to vote, and you can do it. So I say everybody, just go out and register, please.
You heard it. That's Lizette Cabrera at National Voter Registration Day at Calrega Plaza at the Dominican University of California. You are listening to Dominican University's official radio station, Penguin Radio, at radio.dominican.edu.
We are here at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Jack, sitting in here with Katie. Talk a little bit about National Voter Registration Day and the importance of voting in November. What do you think about what's going on here today around the country with this National Voter Registration movement to get all these college kids registered to vote for the election?
Well, I think that it's really important that college students get registered because we're a growing part of the population and our votes matter and our voices matter. And the way to make sure that our voices are heard is to register and to get out and vote on Election Day.
Yeah, I mean, short, sweet and simple. That's straight up. I mean, our generation is going to decide a lot of what goes on. And, you know, this movement to for us to sit out here, I mean, Penguin Radio's here to interview the students that are walking by, but the political science department, the club here, is setting up about, what is it, like 5-6 laptops over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready for you.
Yeah, just anybody walking by, we're just trying to, you know, engage with them and get them to just sign up, just register to vote. It doesn't even have to get political. You know, we're just, you know, hey, you know, please come register to vote. Make a difference. You know, get your opinion out there. And that's very critical. And, you know, it could change the election just like at the snap of a finger. And especially with last night's debate, even more opinions going out there now because we've got to see Trump and Clinton go at it.
Yeah, we did.
Pretty interesting. What did you think?
I thought the debate was really fun to watch. It was really great to watch with like the 90 plus people that we had
yeah.
in Banjo's Student Union Hall.
That was rad.
Which is insane. Kind of broke fire code. don't tell anyone. But it was super great. We had a wonderful discussion afterwards and got to hear a lot of people's perspectives on the debate and what they liked to hear, what they wanted to hear else, and what their policy priorities are. And speaking of policy priorities, if everyone who is eligible to vote voted, it would change the election, it would change our policy priorities and like what gets done in this country. So
incredibly.
Your voice will be heard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not about just your one vote. It's really about the bigger picture. I mean, there are so many people out there that have similar opinions just like you. And if you vote and they vote, those votes start adding up and those opinions start loading and loading and loading, and then it begins to make a difference. And that's what people need to understand, that, you know, just because,
definitely.
You know, you think your vote doesn't matter, it really does in the grand scheme of, you know, what's going on here in our democratic system.
Yeah. And if you're unhappy with this election or unhappy with the candidates, you can still vote down ballot. Local elections, congressional elections,
exactly.
Those matter really greatly, especially
almost more than a presidential.
Yeah, I mean, if you want policy to get done, if you want change, you need your Congress.
Yep, exactly. Well, we are here at Dominican University of California for National Voter Registration Day. Thank you, Katie, for sitting in with us and
Thank
talking.
You, Jack.
It was good to have you. And we are on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back shortly.
Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're live out here on National Voter Registration Day at Dominican University of California. I'm here with Tressa and Jack.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Tight. I just think it's very funny right now that the song that's playing on Penguin Radio now is called Duel of the Fates off Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace soundtrack. And I feel like that's very appropriate for this 2016 election.
Very yep. appropriate.
It's about to go down.
They should have been playing it during the debate last night.
It should have.
Yeah, right?
Just anytime Trump's walking, just play this.
Yeah. My gosh.
And still should have
been
my
should have been the intro song when they walked on stage together.
November 8th, it's going to go down.
That's pretty funny.
Tune in, everyone.
If they ever play this, give credit to Penguin Radio, okay?
You're welcome.
So did either of you guys watch the debates last night?
I did. I watched over half of it.
Okay.
Got pretty disgusted. but it was good, actually. I think it's going to be really productive. I was actually just talking to someone else, and I'm really excited for the town hall that they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because
hell yeah.
Like, I've kind of heard that, you know, people don't think that's going to be very important, but I think it will be because, like, that's going to be when they can try and get, like, personable with, like, actual, like, citizens, not just, like, speaking at a podium, but they're going to have to, like, stand up and, you know, interact with people. And it's going to be really interesting to see if, like, if Trump can turn on his, like, you know, his smart, like, savvy, like, slick business side where he can, you know, talk and communicate with people and see if Hillary will be able to, like, try and Trump that. You see what I'm saying?
No pun intended.
But I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, that first debate should really get people to want to vote, to be honest. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't. I mean, I have yet to hear a good reason as to why people won't vote. I have no idea.
Yeah absolutely. I did not watch the debate last night because I was working the DU volleyball game. And oddly, I felt like that was the better choice, but I was following the election. Like, well, not the election, obviously. The debate. Yes, that's it. Or
yeah.
The shitstorm, pretty much. Yeah, sorry. It just has to be done because this 2016 election is honestly irritating me so much. This is my first election that I'm registered to vote for, and I'm very disappointed what my choices are at this point. I don't know if it's just me, but I was getting like really excited about representing my party. I'm a Democrat, so I was like, all right, sweet. I finally get to actually vote for my party. Yeah, and then I find it's Hillary Clinton, and I'm just like...
bummed out.
Well...
So I have a like actual logistical question about that.
Go.
I was talking with someone, I don't remember who, but I thought it was interesting that last night was the first time we had a female candidate stand at a debate stand last night,
mm-hmm.
and no one was talking about it. They were talking about the bloodbath that was going on between Trump and Hillary. It wasn't that, oh my God, we have a woman that got this far in the, you know, in the, her campaign process in the elections. But that what that nobody said that. And I mean, even Trump kind of dismissed it in the beginning of the debate last night. He said, Senator Clinton, can I call you that? And he didn't even, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think that that makes a good point is like what he said is actually, I think about like what a lot of people think about because she's been in politics and in this like public eye for, I think mm-hmm. it's like 26 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like. You know, I think people overlook the fact that, like, this is something new. I mean, Hillary Clinton is not a new face to, like, politics and, you know, elections and running for an office or holding, you know, a high office in the government. And so I think that helps. Like, that's what aids, like, the overlook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
Yeah.
I also want to find what was really funny. I want to point this out is when Hillary officially accepted the nomination at the DNC, many newspapers, including my own newspaper back home, they had the headline like Hillary accepts nomination first female president and it's a picture of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
With
the balloons. Just playing with balloons like tra-la-la-la balloons. And I'm sitting here going, I don't believe he's the presidential candidate. I believe that's his wife.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very female to me, so.
Yeah, but, yeah. And she also aids to a lot of that because whenever she, you know, and like, you know, Trump being Trump trying to yell at her about her policies or whatever it is that he wants to get upset about, you know, God knows what. She she seems to relate a lot of things to how her husband did it in the 90s with his presidency.
Yeah.
So like it kind of goes back and forth and it's pretty interesting. I'm like super into like all of that, like, just like that psychological idea of like how people think and what makes them think that way. You
well,
know?
I was thinking the reason she, I guess, has to justify what she says and how she says it with her husband at, you know, behind her.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot to, you know, kind of give some sort of comfort to people who might be uncomfortable with a woman in office.
Right.
I think having, you know, someone that's done it before
a
behind
familiar
her.
Face
right.
that people know. And I mean, they obviously they went through a lot of drama with him and everything. But like still, he's like, you know, he's like the still the older, like good looking man married to this woman who's could be the first female president of the United States. Like Bill Clinton could possibly be back in the White House. And like that's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. And I think that also doesn't get talked about enough. Like he's like photographed and everything, but like if you actually think about it, Bill Clinton could be back in the White House this time their roles are reversed. Like,
all right. I have a funny question though.
Go.
So there's always been a first lady.
Yeah, what is
if
he?
If Hillary becomes president, is he gonna be the first
gentleman?
Like first like what is that? That's
first,
gonna be
first
interesting.
Dude.
First
and it's
dude.
Gonna be interesting to see where his role falls in.
Yeah, I know because in like on all the TV shows and stuff, which I know is not always true, but I'm you know a lot of it I'm sure is you know the fact that like the first lady is the one who is always like cute, picking out the decor for things when ambassadors visit with the kids, with the families. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be interesting to see Bill Clinton in that. Aspect.
I wonder if he's going to even take that aspect.
I know. Like, is it, like, what is his role going to be? Like, is he going to end up being like an advisor to Hillary? I mean, there's so much information that he knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really. I think it's going to be weird if that. I mean, not like. I wouldn't say like bad weird. You know, like
it's just going to be so different.
It's
going to
be different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I also would
yeah,
like to,
right.
Yeah. I would like to point out, though, is that Michelle Obama, like our current first lady, is not really playing the whole cute first lady, picking out the decor and everything. She's actually heavily involved in her own causes, such
as she's
fighting obesity. I think Bill Clinton will definitely be more on that platform because he'll probably be very – because during his presidency, he was very big on healthcare and healthcare reform.
And
so, and I think because that is a colossal issue that is constantly debated by Republicans, I think Bill Clinton will definitely do as much as his part as he can to bring light to that and actually make some change. And Hillary will definitely work with him on that. So I'm very optimistic if that happens.
I have another question about the the debates from last night. We were talking about it in class, Tressa and I, earlier about how the response that Donald Trump was getting was very different from what he's used to, and it almost seemed like he was either coached or somehow somebody smart told him to rein it in.
Oh no! Yeah, so that's been going on for a while because I mean he's gone through so much staff already with people quitting, people tripping out, you know, and finally he's got a staff that, I mean, as much as you know, Trump probably doesn't want to listen to them or anything. I think they're really just trying to kick his ass. Like, you know, I mean, I was talking a lot with this about with Allison Howard, and she was telling me, you know, in 2012 with Obama and Romney, Romney absolutely kicked Obama's butt. Like, he destroyed him.
Yeah.
And Obama came off the stage, and Michelle Obama and his advisors all pulled him aside and literally, like, I think she said verbatim, said, "You sucked tonight," and just kicked his butt. And then all of a sudden, he kicked it into a new gear, and look where that got him. So it's like, you know, is that going to be, you know, something that happens with Trump? Or is he going to take any kind of advice? I mean, it looks like you said, like he's taken some. I mean, he's had to rein in some of his comments and his actions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could see him catching himself a couple times. Like,
yeah.
And I think Hillary did a really good job with like not engaging it either.
Yeah. She kind of just talked over it.
Yeah.
And kept going.
I noticed that she just like continued her sentence. She wasn't like.
She didn't have to refute what he was saying.
Right. And
she
wasn't. Right. Yeah. And she wasn't like repeating what she was saying. She just continued to speak. And I think that shut him up a lot too. So
do you think the idea that there wasn't a crowd that was, you know, egging him on, cheering him on the way he's used to in his crowds because they are typically so rowdy, that changed his actions?
Yeah, and I think it did. And before the debate started, they showed, you know, all the moderators and everybody involved in hosting the debate talking to the audience. And I think a lot of what that conversation was is like, this needs to be more formal than it has been. I mean, granted, like Democratic debates for the primary, I think we're a little more formal, just because of, you know, the shouting matches that Republicans would get in. But, like, from an overall standpoint, I think that there may have been some dialogue that told people to keep it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that the way everyone reacted last night was so formal, and it really changed what both, you know, candidates were saying and how they were reacting to the moderator, who I heard a lot of flack about the moderator as well, who wasn't, you know, asking them to not discuss what they were discussing, but the question itself. So it was interesting to see that as well.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see that this first debate, which a lot of people are handing to Hillary, I think rightfully so. I mean, if you go, this morning I went on the New York Times, and there was, like, you know, they always do, like, if you miss the debate, here it is, here's the highlights.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, it'll have, like, dialogue and, like, you know, key points. And on the New York Times, literally, if you read this article, I forget what the name of the article was, but if you just go, even if you just Google presidential debate, it's, like, just the first New York Times link that pops up, and it really, like, favors Clinton, looking at it as the fact that, like, she was the one pushing Trump back, and Trump was trying to fight and fight and fight. And I mean, he's I don't think he's going to be able to be like himself and try and get in shouting matches, because I don't think that's what Hillary's about.
I wonder what his representatives and marketing people and speechwriters are all saying to him about the next couple of debates, considering the way last night went with Hillary was very composed.
And it was interesting too, because so that first debate was on Fox News, which tends to be right-wing. And so afterwards, I didn't finish the debate, but after the debate, I got back home and watched some more. And it's always funny to see the people on Fox News, how, you know, they have to be real about it. Like, yeah, he didn't do great, but there were some, like, people that they brought in, you know, like live video feed or whatever from somewhere, and like, oh yeah, I think Trump still, you know, handled that well and won that debate. And it's just, it's funny to see, like, that's on Fox News. So now, like, the next debate, where is that going to be? How's that going to affect it, et cetera?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think that we are we're good with this little conversation about the debates and everything.
For now.
Take a couple minutes.
Yeah, we're going to take a few minutes, see who else would want to be on air with us. Remember that you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
What if youth issues decide the next U.S. president? College Debate 2016 is a national, nonpartisan initiative to empower young voters to identify issues and engage peers in the presidential election. Get on social media and talk about the issues and get involved. Use the hashtag #CollegeDebate16. Tweet, Facebook, post, Snapchat, wherever you are and whatever you think. This is your election. #CollegeDebate16. As a voter education partner for the Commission on Presidential Debates, Dominican University of California is proud to lead College Debate 2016. #CollegeDebate16.
Hello, Penguin Radio listeners. We are back here at Calarega Plaza on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. At radio.dominican.edu, I am Jack, sitting here with Syra on National Voter Registration Day, and I was told that you are really sparked and interested in what we're doing here, what the Political Science Department Club is doing, and, you know, we're here broadcasting, and would love to get your input on what's going on here today.
Yeah, so I just spoke with
Allison Howard,
and I just told her, expressed my gratitude to her and the Political Science Club, because I honestly don't think that I would have been, like, able to register on my own. I don't know, just because I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was kind of like a push to do it.
Yeah, there's definitely barriers. I'm a public health major, and that's what we study a lot, is just barriers that people face that don't enable them to, like, behave in such a way that will benefit them in the future and benefit their health. And I feel like this is a really important thing for people to be doing right now. It's really important for us to understand like how important our this action is.
How important voting is.
Voting is, exactly.
Just I mean, how long did it take you to register just then on TurboVote?
Just a few minutes. Yeah. Like about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a longer process. No. And I had some questions too that they were able to answer. So I tried registering before, and I didn't feel confident in like submitting my answers with my, you know, with the questions that I did have, and they made it so much easier. They made it possible.
Yeah,
for me,
exactly.
To,
like, I know we've got it's like 5 laptops set up over there.
Yeah.
Just trying to get people to like come and just engage, just not even talk politics or anything, just register. Like
yeah.
That's all, and it takes literally 5 minutes or less. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for you know, being on, so stoked on what's going on here and, you know, the democratic system that we've got going on. And
yeah.
We do have the right to vote and should exercise it. So thank you for being
Absolutely.
Stoked and thank you for coming on Penguin Radio.
Of course.
All right.
Pleasure.
Well, thank you. I'm Jack Davis speaking here with Syra. We are at Dominican University of California in Calarega Plaza for National Voter Registration Day. We'll be back here in a few minutes. It's starting to die down with the number of students that are walking by here. But we'll be bringing some more in, do some more interviews. So thank you and stay tuned to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
We're here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I am here with Teresa, and we're going to be doing a co-interview.
We are.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Cameron Almeida. I'm a bio major and a voter in the upcoming election.
Yeah, that's
yes.
What we like to hear. You're voting.
Is this your first election that you'll be voting in?
It's my second.
How is your first election that you vote in compared to what's transpiring now?
I feel like there's a lot more at stake. In the previous Obama versus Romney, they were pretty much the same candidate, minus a couple caveats. In the current one, the policies that they are proposing are polar opposites. It'll take our
right.
country in one direction or the other for the next 20 years.
Right. What issues are most important to you, and how do you think the candidates' views represent that?
Well, for me, I am planning on becoming a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So biggest views are immigration and healthcare. Depending on how impacted the healthcare system becomes, my pay and my workload as a doctor will increase, and along with my patient load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If legal immigrants are granted healthcare and citizenship, then they will be granted a lot more access than they already have.
Yeah.
Right.
To our resources. If they are removed, then there's a huge deficit that will be allocated to our poor. Right now, neither candidate is proposing a policy that is reasonable enough to accommodate my needs.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking. There's a community member here earlier that was talking about the about Obamacare and how Hillary might, you know, continue with some of those things and Trump might end all, if not most, of a lot of the things that have been happening. What do you think about all the changes that probably will be coming?
Oh, as for the changes, I feel like removing Obamacare would help me as a doctor better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have to change as many systems, and I wouldn't have to work with as many
right.
people I can't save.
Right.
So I'd give Trump the point on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Do you think I know you want to become a doctor, but as a student, that doesn't, you know, you might not have as many resources. Do you think that Obamacare has helped more than it has hurt?
Not necessarily, because we're
okay.
only a student for a short amount of time. Once we're adults, we're able to afford our own health care.
True.
Right.
Except
Very
for
true.
The ones that can't. But even then, we have state subsidized that try their best.
That's true. Yeah, that's interesting. I personally have never really, I'm not in health care at all, besides going
yeah.
to my doctor once a year.
You're good, Chloe.
So yeah, I just, you know, I've never really thought about it, so
yeah.
I had to ask. Did you watch the debates last night?
Oh, yes, I did, with a 6-pack, 10 shots, and a bucket of popcorn.
There it is. That's
Sounds
how you
like
watch it.
Drinking game.
Yeah, so I don't really remember it.
That's probably for the best.
Do you remember any of it?
I remember laughing my ass off because each side would try to out-zing the other with one-liners.
Yep. Yeah.
Hillary's goal for that debate was to appear more presidential and try to make Trump look like an idiot, whereas Trump was just trying to nail her nonstop.
Yeah.
Right.
And not let her get any lead on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it showed. He's currently leading by 2 points.
Wow. Yeah, it's been an interesting campaign that everybody's been going through.
Oh, totally. That's the perfect way to describe it.
Do you think having voter registration after the night of the debates was helpful, or you think it got more people out here to register to vote?
I think everyone who is going to vote has already registered.
Okay.
And they already know who they're voting for.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who plans on coming in at the last moment isn't really going to make as much of an impact.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You know what to do. We are on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are out here live from Calarega Plaza for National Voter Registration Day. I'm here with Tressa and Allison. How are you doing today, Allison?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am good. So we were talking, the three of us, before we went on air, mm-hmm. about what we think of this election. And I was asking you, what do you think of the media portrayal of this election?
This is my song, Loki. Okay, anyway. Well, on that note, I think the media portrayal, it's definitely, in my eyes, it's like a circus. It's like, it's entertainment, and everyone, it has everyone talking about it, and it's very, I don't see it as being very political. It's very, you know, what can we find out about whatever candidate, and like, what bad thing did they do, or like, what horrible thing did Trump say, or whatever, or what ridiculous thing happened with either candidate. So I think it's very not interesting anymore, because at this point it's just like, it's an act. It's a lot of bashing.
Right.
Yeah, do you think that because of the way everyone is kind of handling this election, it's changed how people are going to be voting in the upcoming election?
Oh, I definitely think so, because I mean, I'm only 19, but I don't even want to vote, and because I'm just like, I don't, at this point, it doesn't even matter to me, because either the way it's, the whole process has gone for me, it's just like, I'm completely at this point removed from like,
yeah,
politics. And right. I think, you know, it's unfortunate and it's sad that that's the case, but I think I can't be the only one that feels like, you know what, I'm just gonna like take a step back and not even bother voting because it's like a joke.
Well, yeah. Definitely you're not the only one, because millennial is like the lowest turnout, so you're definitely not alone. What do you think like this election or anything at this point could do to even like provoke your interest in voting or make you care about,
well, I think
even a little?
Kind of like what you said, it's already hard enough to get our generation, like the millennial generation, interested in politics regardless, and kind of like, I guess, help us take it seriously. And like, a lot of people in our generation are like, oh, I'm not gonna bother, my vote doesn't count anyway, so that's already working against us.
Mm-hmm.
With our vote and our voice, and this particular just cycle of the election is just, it's just furthering the disinterest, which is like pretty sad. But it's definitely going to be like our parents and grandparents, and like it's pretty much like on them at this point. But I think, I'm not really sure at this late in the game if there's,
yeah,
anything they,
right,
can do to provoke our interest. I think it's either you're voting or you're a lost cause.
Yeah, I mean, I know personally, you and I have talked about it. We did have the college debate on our campus just a couple weeks ago, and I know that you weren't able to attend, but you wanted to attend that. Do you think that because there was a turnout from a generation that you relate to at that event, that made you more apt to want to go to that instead of kind of the way that this whole election is set up around all of the issues that really aren't even being discussed?
Yeah, I think that definitely sparks my interest more because it's more of like within our community. I was like more interested because I was like, oh, like what's everyone going to? What's everyone talking about? And in that case, like politics in general, like, yeah, it's it definitely is interesting. And like, I want to know more and like, I want to go to these events. And since we are kind of pioneering like the college debate and stuff, that's very interesting. But as far as like larger scale, like I don't even bother. I get all these notifications from news sites about, you know, Trump did this or Clinton this, and it's just at this point I just kind of block it out. Yeah. Because like larger scale, I'm completely removed.
Yeah.
But like on the smaller scale of like Dominican wise, it's definitely more interesting in it.
Yeah.
I think it brings more people.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you came out to Voter Registration Day. That's a big step.
It was a great event.
In the right direction for you. That, you know, with all the chaos that's going on with the election, I'm glad you could make it out here today.
And thank you for talking with us and venting your frustration.
Of course, anytime.
All right. Keep in mind, you're on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. This is Jack. I'm here with Kara and Malik. How's it going, guys?
Going pretty good. Nice
pretty good.
Sunny day today out
here
at Calarega. So couldn't get any better.
Right? Nice. Probably, what, like 80 degrees, high 80s for San Rafael. A little hot, but that's all right. So we're here for National Voter Registration Day in Calarega Plaza, and it's just starting to wind down right now. But, you know, figured we'd talk about the importance of voting here, and you know, it was great that people were here to register to vote. And it really, you know, gotten some good conversations on the debate. I know, Malik, you only watched the beginning part of the debate last night. Is there any opinion, really, that you had about that and how that may have shaped some, you know, some issues that you were really, like, interested in or... anything like that?
So yeah, I did only watch the beginning, only because I didn't like really the direction it was going into. I felt like it started off pretty okay. Everyone was pretty neutral, and the responses they were giving were good. And then it kind of went left with people talking over each other, and it's kind of hard to like follow stuff like that. And I couldn't follow it, and I don't feel like they were really answering the questions directly.
Totally, so. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. It seemed like a lot of questions were being dodged a little bit. And, you know, the fact that, you know, they always feel the need to interrupt each other. I mean, I know it is a debate. I think it, you know, it's really good to, like, have that conversation, but, you know, keep that going and address the question at hand, not let that bickering take you off course. Wouldn't you think so, Kara?
I completely agree with you guys on that. You guys hit it spot on. That was what I was going to say. So I took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. As us college students, you know, they say that we are going to have a huge, you know, decision to make here and could really decide what goes on in this election. And there's so many policies that, you know, we could all be interested in. Malik, anything personal to you that you would want to talk about? Maybe... get your opinion out there. Anything like just an issue that's important to you, like, you know, education or, you know, the fact that you're talking about like student loans or taxes or healthcare. You know, Trump is hitting Hillary very hard with the fact that, you know, Obamacare, and she looks to be continuing a lot of similar policies like that, and how like that should fear Americans. Is that something that would fear you? Maybe that you like approve of policies that happen now and could continue with Hillary or something like that?
I really wasn't affected with some of the policies that Obama put in per se.
Right.
So the movement that I guess Hillary's trying to go in that direction, I didn't really get a chance to follow
to really
on
follow
that.
Much,
but
yeah.
As far as like student loans, I'm sure that affects a lot of us.
Yeah.
It definitely affects me. So I think that's like, you know, huge.
Yeah.
I would love to see a change. I don't really know or can say like who
who or what or how, really. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty unclear, obviously, with a lot of this. A lot of things are unclear on how they're actually going to do it. But, I mean, it is really good for us to, you know, sit here and start the conversation about, like, how important this kind of stuff is to college students like us. Would you agree, Kara?
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything that sparks your interest? I mean, you said
you
watched
the
debate.
Yeah. Hillary mentioned in the very first couple of seconds about women's rights and whatnot, and she talked about that a little bit, and then it was gone after that. Like, they didn't bring it up again.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It was weird that I think Chloe brought it up, that the fact that she's the first female on that stage in the general to debate against another man for the presidency, that really got overlooked.
Yeah, I agree. And then Hillary, like, mentioned stuff that Donald Trump said stuff about her. And it just, I don't know, it's for a woman to hear stuff like what he's saying about us, it's hurtful. And so for a woman to be up there and taking it, and I thought she took it very well. So she just has to stay strong.
I would totally agree. Wouldn't you, Malik?
I mean, I would agree.
The beginning, there wasn't a whole bunch. I mean, you had mentioned a little bit of bickering. She seemed to not want to engage in a lot of that, like what Trump did a lot in the primary with the Republican debates. I don't know if you watched many of those, but everybody knew that they got pretty ugly just with attacking each other. And it seemed like Hillary wanted to take the high road a little bit and continue her sentence and continue her thought process, which is awesome. But like you said, it also gets pretty hard to follow. And that's not necessarily on her or Trump, because it's going both ways. It's just, it's hard to understand when they keep bickering with each other. Thank you, Malik, for coming on. First time on Penguin Radio. It was awesome. You did great.
Thank you.
All right. And me and Kara here with radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, the one and only radio station for Dominican University of California. And life was nothing but an awful song.
And we're back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I am here with Kara, and we're just going to close out for the day. What do you think of what we did today with voter registration?
Yeah, I came in here towards the end, so I didn't see at the beginning of like the outcome and whatnot, but I know Dominican, so I hope it was successful at the beginning. I think it's a huge thing that we're doing this voter registration here at Dominican, especially for college students. I think we're the next generation, we're it, and so I think we need to be involved and like acknowledge the situation and what's going on in our world. So I think it's a huge thing, and I'm proud of our campus for doing it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it was awesome that we had a couple of TV stations out here earlier. I know you weren't here for that, but
I had no idea.
Yeah, so we had a couple of them out here. So I think it's important that we're getting, you know, more than just Dominican coverage. We're making sure that everyone knows it's important that our generation is out and voting and registered to vote, because this is going to be a big election. It's going to change a lot of things regardless of who wins.
Yeah,
even
I agree.
Just through the campaigns that have happened. So it was great. Great time out here. Do you have anything else to say, Kara?
Happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's been great. I think Dominican's a really great place to be able to have this community that we can push the boundaries a little bit and make sure that everyone is working together in this really crucial time.
Yeah, most definitely.
Definitely.
What if youth issues decide the next U.S. president? College Debate 2016 is a national, nonpartisan initiative to empower young voters to identify issues and engage peers in the presidential election. Get on social media and talk about the issues and get involved. Use the hashtag CollegeDebate16. Tweet, Facebook, post, Snapchat, wherever you are and whatever you think. This is your election. #CollegeDebate16. As a voter education partner for the Commission on Presidential Debates, Dominican University of California is proud to lead College Debate 2016. #CollegeDebate16.
We thank you for joining us on this broadcast, National Voter Registration Day, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.